With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The United States and Iran say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. White House sports correspondent Greg Clugston has this report.
The announcement came from both President Trump and Iran's foreign minister. Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is completely open in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon and that it would stay open for the remaining period of the ceasefire. The president said the strait is ready for business and full passage. However, he said the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports will remain in full force and effect until a peace agreement with Iran is finalized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A fragile calm settled over parts of Lebanon Friday as a 10-day ceasefire brokered by the United States took hold between Israel and Hezbollah. Those displaced by the war trickle back home after the ceasefire was announced.
We are here in the village of Jibshit in southern Lebanon, several hours after a ceasefire between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah went into effect. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty about what this ceasefire will actually look like, and there's a lot of distrust about whether it can last. And as a result, we're only seeing a trickle of families start to return to the homes that they fled amid Israel's six-week bombardment and ground invasion of the country.
Correspondent Isabel Debray reporting from Lebanon. Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and stocks raced to another record. The S&P 500 leaped 1.2% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average leaping as many as 1,100 points before pairing its gain and ending with a jump of nearly 870 points, or 1.8%, while the NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.5%. A freer flow of oil could take pressure off prices not only for gasoline, but also for groceries and all kinds of other products. Oil prices fell 9% as well in Friday's trading. This is SRN News. A journalist issues a bit of a warning.
Stephen Shaw is the man behind the documentary Birth Gap, and he says experts and world leaders are ignoring the plummeting birth rate in much of the world. In most of the richest nations on Earth, including the U.S., the birth rate is below replacement, meaning that women are not having enough children to replace the number of people who are dying. Shaw says societies have actively deprioritized parenthood with potentially grave consequences in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from Human Rights Watch says Chinese authorities are increasing pressure on underground Catholic communities to join the state-controlled official church. The government is also tightening surveillance and travel restrictions on all of China's estimated 12 million Catholics. The report says the heightened pressure is part of a decade-old campaign to ensure that religious denominations and independent churches are loyal to the officially atheist Communist Party. China's Catholics have been divided between an official state-controlled church. This is SRN News. President Trump plans to appeal a court decision that once again stalls his White House ballroom project. And correspondent Ken Lorman reports the president is clearly not happy with the ruling.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon said he's ordering a stop only to the above-ground construction of the planned ballroom, apart from any work needed to cover or secure that part of the project. President Trump on social media called Leon a Trump-hating judge who, quote, has gone out of his way to undermine national security to make sure that this great gift to America gets delayed or doesn't get built, end quote.
Judge Leon's latest ruling comes in response to an appeals court instruction to clarify an earlier decision on the 90,000-square-foot ballroom planned for the site where it demolished the east wing of the White House. The owner of home shopping network Pioneer QVC has filed for Chapter 11 protection. The filing is by parent company QVC, which also owns HSN. More details at srnnews.com.